Vrath walked beside a Twi'lek woman carrying a small travel bag. He stayed close to her and let his body language suggest that they were together. When he heard Zirid's words via his audio implant, he cursed himself for missing the obvious. The maintenance droid had been hijacked with stealth programming to load the Yang Spice. Vrath did not have the firepower on hand to destroy Zirid's ship, so he'd have to do things the hard way.
"The cargo is on the target's ship, and the target is not to get aboard," he said,
his words loud enough that the Twi'lek looked at him askance and moved away.
"Keen,"
he said to the driver of the speeder he had stationed outside.
"Be ready with an evac off the target's landing pad."
Vrath drew his blaster and pushed through the crowd.
"Everybody down!"
The man facing the transparisteel window turned while the man on the bench sat aside his port comp and stood.
"Here they come," Zirid said.
Eren let her hand fall to the hilt of her lightsaber.
"I see them."
Zirid glanced back and saw the two men who had trailed them out of the casino moving at a jog, then a run through the crowd. Both reached behind their backs for weapons. A third man, Zirid had not noticed before, but who looked vaguely familiar to him, shouted for everyone to get down and fired a blaster shot into the high ceiling. Panic gripped the crowd. Screams erupted from all around, and people dived to the ground or ducked behind benches and chairs. The dozens of droids in the vicinity stopped in their work and glanced about in confusion, their programming leaving them slow to respond to the unexpected. The two men between Eren and Zirid and the ship had blasters in hand, firing as they approached. Eren's lightsaber hummed to life, spun a rapid arc before them, and deflected the shots into the ceiling and floor. More screams, the acrid stink of discharged blasters. Zirid pulled his blaster from under his armpit and put two shots into one of the two men. The impact blew the man from his feet and left a charred shirt and two black holes in his chest. Zirid grabbed Eren and pulled her down behind the box-shaped body of a stationary maintenance droid, while the surviving man in front of them returned fire, and the three men closing from behind opened up. A shot grazed the sole of Zirid's boot and left it smoking and black. The droid they'd sheltered behind vibrated under the impact of multiple shots.
"Do not move, droid,"
Zirid said. But it could not have moved had it wished to. Smoke rose from the holes in its body, and sparks shot out.
"We have to get to my ship," Zirid said.
"The authorities will be coming."
Zirid shook his head.
"Too many questions, Eren. I've got Yang Spice aboard. They'll seize the ship and arrest us both. We have to go. Now!"
The men from behind were closing, using benches, chairs, and the bodies of passers-by and droids for cover as they closed the distance. The screams and shouts of the civvies made it hard to think.
"I just want the cargo!"
One of the men, the leader apparently, shouted above the tumult.